Now, you've probably heard of baseball, but have you heard of beep baseball? Well, Jared Woodard is second vice president and public relations chair for National Beep Baseball Association, and he joins me today to explain exactly what this sport is and how it's played. Hi, Jared.
Hi, Paulina. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So, beep baseball, that's a really odd name, isn't it?
People are always surprised when I mention it, or I'm sure anyone mentions it. Their mind probably doesn't go to a ball that beeps and bases that buzz, because they're thinking about their traditional version of baseball. So quite a bit different.
So how exactly do you play this sport?
So some of the major differences from your traditional American, baseball, they actually have, a second base, and kind of the goal is to get a hit, and then you want to get on first or second or third and come home. One of the bigger difference with beat baseball is that there is no second base, so there's only a first and third. And basically, your pitcher pitches to your own team, so that's a little different as well. And the goal is to get them to hit the ball. And then once your team hits the ball, you want your batter to run to the base that turns on, because it's completely random. And so if first comes on, they run to first, and they need to touch that base before the fielder out in the defense picks up the ball and keeps it away from their body in control in order to score a run. So if the fielder picks up the ball before the batter gets to the base, then it is an out. And so also there are six players instead of nine. There's a 40-foot line, so basically the ball has to travel 40 feet as well as stay inside the foul lines in order to be considered fair.
And from my understanding, you're mainly operating at the moment, it's all in America where it's at when it comes to beep baseball.
Definitely that's the heart of our league. I think that we have about 28 or 30 teams that are registered within the United States, but then we do have a solid three, four, or five that on any given year that are registered from outside the United States. For instance, a couple from Taiwan, one from the Dominican Republic, one from Canada. And so I know that Japan has kind of been introduced to the game, as well as some European countries. As well as most recently Argentina. So we're hoping that it kind of spreads to where a few more international teams come. But we're definitely the bulk of us are in the United States.
Because it's something quite relatively unknown in the UK. I guess Europe has a slightly different version of baseball for visually impaired and blind people.
That's correct. So I mentioned one of the big differences between beat baseball and regular baseball is that there is no second base, and that you have a pitcher who pitches to their own team trying to get your team to hit the ball. With I believe it's the Italian or European version, there isn't a pitcher per se, and the balls don't beep like they do in American beat baseball. It's kind of a smaller ball that has a bell in it, and the hitter actually just holds the ball in one hand and holds the paddle in the other and hits the ball out to the outfield. And there actually is running to first and second and third base in order to hit somebody in to drive in a run. Unlike beat baseball, where there's either going to be an out each play or there's going to be a run each play. And so there are no base runners. And so that's one of the major differences. And I think kind of there are also sighted spotters in the American version of beat baseball. So I feel like there's kind of more activity from sighted players in the American version than the European version.
So obviously, I do have to mention this. Has coronavirus affected how you play or whether you can play at all this year?
Actually, so the National Beat Baseball Association is kind of like the organization for the entire league, and one of our sole responsibilities is that we put on the World Series each year, and that's the one tournament that we sanction and that we are in charge of. And unfortunately, because of COVID-19, we we did cancel it. It's actually would have been coming up in a couple weeks. But just due to everything that's going on, we voted back in, I believe it was April or actually the end of May, we decided to cancel the World Series. And on top of the World Series, there's actually a bunch of regional tournaments throughout the United States that individual teams put on. For instance, there's one in Indianapolis put on by the Thunder. There's one in Chicago put on by the Comets. A couple in Texas put on by the Tyler Tigers and the BCS Outlaws. Out in the East put on by Boston. And all of those regional tournaments were canceled by the local team that was putting on that tournament as well.
So you might not be really playing, the games are not going on, but you are quite active online. So how can we follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow us on Facebook. It's just the National Beat Baseball Association. I believe you can do at NBBA76. You can also follow us on Twitter at NBBA. It's the National Beat Baseball Association. You can follow us on our website at www.nbba.org. And you can also find some videos on YouTube and subscribe to our page, the National Beat Baseball Association, on there as well.
Jarrett Woodard, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio, and I hope things return back to normal fairly quickly for you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paulina.